Are you awake in there? I think I just saw you move. Ah, good. You are awake now. How's your head? That's normal, I think. You're kind of my first kidnapping, so I'm playing this whole thing by ear. But all my research says that a bit of a headache is normal. Oh, should I not call it a kidnapping? Do you prefer abduction? Alright. I'll answer your questions in a second. I just need to make sure my unconventional sedative didn't have any lasting effects. Can you wiggle your fingers? Good. Can you wiggle your toes? Awesome. Now, your mental state. Do you feel normal, slower than normal, or... Right. I guess we'll revisit that later. I kind of had to guess on your weight, which is really dangerous, actually. Not nearly as dangerous as hitting you over the head with something would have been, though. It's not quite like the movies. Any blow that would have rendered you unconscious would have just as likely left you permanently damaged. People aren't meant to be knocked out, I guess. I'll get to that, now, I guess. Yeah. Do you recognize my voice? Good. This isn't exactly the first time we're interacting, but I was drugging and abducting you, so I'm not surprised you don't remember me. I'm still not quite sure why she likes you so much, but hey, to each their own, right? She is someone you have met before. You know her, quite intimately, actually. I'm not going to tell you who either of us are, of course. Killing you isn't really the plan. I'm not sure how I'd even go about disposing of a body anyway, but I figured out abduction pretty quickly, so it shouldn't be that hard. Well, I'll try anything once, I guess, but I don't really want my first kidnapping to end so poorly. I keep saying first kidnapping, but I don't really plan on having a second. It's just so much trouble. Stalking you, learning your routine, figuring out the correct dosage to use, actually getting the sedative to dose you with in the first place. You know, I almost got caught breaking into the veterinary clinic. They keep some animals overnight, and I couldn't just not pet them. Anyway, then once you were safely unconscious, there was the transfer to arrange for the room you're in, all those monitoring devices. I appreciate you not trying to reach that camera, actually. I have a feeling you'd break it, and it was expensive. Me? I don't want anything. Nope. I have absolutely nothing to gain from you being here. You're nice to look at, but honestly, it's more trouble than some good scenery is worth. I'm doing all this as a favor to a very dear friend of mine, one who you'll definitely recognize the voice of, so I'm handling the introductions. Now, people won't start to miss you for about 48 hours. After that, I'll have to return you... somehow. Kidnapping. Sorry. Abduction is such a pain. I don't really recommend trying it. Anyway, you're here for... how do I put this? My friend really liked losing her virginity to you, but didn't quite like you disappearing after. She's liked you for a while now, and I guess would like another go at you? Well, if you want to be crude... Yes, I've abducted you so she could fuck you. So, now, we have to make sure all your parts are in working order. And the plan here is I get you off and then leave you in her very capable hands. Sound good? I guess. I don't really care how it sounds to you. My advice is just try to enjoy it. Right, well, I can't make sure everything works from out here. I'm heading in. Keep your eyes closed so I don't have to kill you. And now this blindfold... Oh. You're not very good at following instructions, are you? I told you, you have no idea who I am, and with me wearing this mask, you really can't properly describe my face to anyone either. Now all you've done is annoyed me. I guess we don't need to bother with this blindfold anymore, though. Of course I'm wearing a mask. I don't particularly want to kill you. Picking you up and dropping you off without anyone noticing is much better, don't you think? I will if I have to. We're trying to avoid trouble here, and, well, a dead witness is certainly less trouble than a living one. Right. Now then, please be cooperative and strip for me. I need to make sure you're all right. Okay, fit for use then. You clearly know what I mean. Do I really have to bring out the knife? So troublesome. Knife. Happy now? Whoa there! You don't just jump at somebody with a knife! I don't want to hurt you, but I will! Just give. No, stop! You. Now look what you've made me do! Stay still! Do you have a death wish? I have half a mind to pin your hands with this, but I don't think my friend would be happy about that. Hurt me? You don't quite get who's the planner and who's the doer in our relationship, do you? The answer is me. For both. The point is, I can do whatever I want to you, and nobody is going to do anything about it. And now that I have you right where I want you, let's get started. Oh, right. I guess I should take care of that cut before you bleed all over the place. Just sit tight. I'll be back in a second. Okay. Here we go. Oh, that's not bad at all. I'll just, clean it. And dress it. There we go. All better. Now then, these pants have to go. Mind lifting your hips for me? Fine, be difficult. I'll still be able to access your cock. This doesn't really change anything, and step one is to get this cock of yours hard. Might as well. I'm stripping. I figure one of us should at least try to enjoy this. I'm not a monster, you know. I was gonna at least try to make it good for you. I do need to make sure you come, after all. Do you like my body? I do try to take very good care of it, you know. And it's always nice to get somebody else's opinion on how I'm doing. Oh, don't get shy now. My tits are pretty nice. It's not surprising if you look at them. No? How about my ass, then? Is that something you'd like to see? Wanna watch me bend over like this? Ready for you to just shove your cock into me and fuck me? I do enjoy getting fucked from behind. If only you'd been so good at keeping your eyes closed earlier. Well, I already figured you were troublesome, and that won't be my problem after today, but I do have other ways to get you as hard as I need you. If you insist on keeping your eyes closed, you're going to keep getting surprised like that. It's been so long since I've had a cock in my mouth. I've kind of missed it. Tracing along the underside with my tongue. Lately, needing these balls. Flicking and swirling my tongue around the head. And of course, can't forget about deep throating. And you're still not looking at me. You don't want to see me kneeling over you, showing your cock as far as it'll go down my throat. I know you haven't been watching. I've been looking up at you the whole time. Well, it seems like you can get hard. Very, very good. Now, I could leave you like this. I've made sure everything is in working order, but would lowered blood pressure impact the amount of time you can hold an erection for? Having things change in the middle of sex would be inconvenient. I can't say my job's done yet. Let's see how long you can stay hard for. Spending more time sucking this cock of yours could never be a bad thing. Well, to test how long I can keep your dick hard, I'm going to suck your cock like this. And then, when you get close, I'll just stop. I have a feeling I might have to stop my test if I make you come. Am I wrong? Either way, I don't think I can trust your answers here. Given how uncooperative you were earlier. My own judgment. on this one. However long I feel is appropriate. Or until your cock stops cooperating. Then I have to end the test. You're doing very well so far. Do you think I should be timing this? You're right, that would make things kind of weird. Not that it was particularly normal to begin with, of course. Still nice and hard. Good boy. I don't really know how long she'll want you hard for, but you don't seem to have any problems. Now, refractory period is another thing I'll leave to her, but before we even consider that, I have to make sure you don't pass out when you come. So, where would you like to finish? Letting you decide where you want to come is the least I can do after everything that's happened to you. Well, I guess the least I can do is nothing, but you know what I mean. Now, where do you want to come? On my face? Tits? In my pussy? Down my throat? Where? Still not feeling cooperative, huh? You know, you're seriously making me consider asking to stay so I can watch her break you. Now, I'm not sure that's really what she's going to do with you, but that's what I'd do. Turning you into an obedient little fuck toy would be so much fun. In any case, since you're leaving it up to me, yeah, I'm going to mount you like this, and then I'm going to fuck you. Cream pies are so... Oh. Nice. Feeling a cock twitch and empty inside me is just... I just love milking a cock with my pussy. Just thinking about it. It's getting close already. I don't expect you to last very long with all that edging earlier anyway. Fuck. I almost forgot how good cock is. And yours. What a way to break a dry spell. Yeah. I'll buck your hips into me. Just because your hands are tied doesn't mean you can't participate. Fuck. Your cock is so good. You fill me so well. Now I'm starting to realize why she wanted me to kidnap you. It'll be hard to find another cock that satisfies me after yours. Fuck. You sound so good. Moan for me again. Do you like the way my
pussy clench. This is around your cock when you make those sounds. I can tell you do. Please tell me you're close. I can't hold on much longer. Not riding you like this, but I can go a little faster for you if that's what you need. God, your cock feels so good. You're finally looking at me. Do you like the way my tits bounce when I ride you like this? Does it make you want to come? The way you're looking at me makes me want to come. Fuck, you're getting me so close. My pussy is so wet, I'm practically dripping on you. Come for me, I need it. I can't take it any longer. I need you to come with me. Still with me? Excellent. You're in perfect working order, if a little bit of a mess. Let me take care of that for you. All clean. I suppose I'll tell my friend that you are ready for her. Do try to have fun, though. You know, she's the type of girl who would probably do anything if you asked her. So, really, I think you should take the opportunity and enjoy yourself. She'll do anything except let you go, of course. Returning you is my job. See you in 2 days.